Welcome to Journey Payroll and HR's podcast. We're here to humanize the workplace for business owners and leaders with special guests to ensure you have something to take away every episode. Thanks for listening in to help improve your work happiness, team's culture, and help you navigate through the latest payroll and HR laws. I'm Kevin Welch, CEO of Journey Payroll and HR. One of my favorite things about the topic we're discussing today is it spotlights how companies could have the right providers that go be above and beyond. HR is always a monster to tackle with headaches along the way, potential fines and lawsuits, and it's a pillar for happiness and health in a business. My two guests with me today help break down how Journey and others could make or break HR departments that really need our help. Today, we have with us Joey Medina, who is one of our Journey franchise owners and has been in the industry since 1995. After a successful corporate sales career in payroll and HR, he decided to become his own boss. He wanted to create something for himself, his family, and stay in the payroll and HR industry. Joey has the heart to lead with a go-getter personality that does not allow him to do anything less than succeed, which is why he's perfect for Journey. We also have Ashley Faulkner with us today. Ashley has grown from our operations team to move to our sales team and was promoted all the way up to a president of sales. She's an owner who focuses just on current clients today to ensure clients are 100% happy. Ashley has been with Journey since 2012. And as I like to say, she's been my left arm in many of our major growth decisions here at Journey Payroll and HR. I'm incredibly lucky to have Joey and Ashley with us today. Let's jump right into it. Let's discuss what we see in the marketplace in regards to HR services.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll kick it off just because, you know, why not? One of the things I have to say, it's kind of funny. I know we've all had a conversation together, the three of us, even talking about, you know, HR is such a broad topic. And it's one of those things that nobody wants to talk about, nobody enjoys talking about, but everybody needs to have it. You know, whether you have somebody internally that's your HR professional, or you have a service that kind of can come in and act as a partner in that way. And it's amazing how much it costs to have an HR professional. Joey, I know, you know, you've probably seen a lot of this with prospects that you're talking to and clients that you sign up, how expensive it is to have an HR professional internally.
Oh, absolutely, Ashley. I mean, it's one of those things, you know, when you work with small businesses, they're always scared of that extra expense, right? Because you think of human resources and you think of this professional position that you have to fulfill in your own company. And so, you know, they think really expensive. And, you know, we make it to where they can have this HR person that is much needed in their business, because a lot of these small business owners are super great at their trade, or, you know, running, you know, going and doing quotes or laying concrete, or, you know, doing electrical.
Business, yeah,
absolutely. But when it comes down to HR, they turn away from it because it just immediately scares them.
Yep. It feels like a lot of business owners probably think it's just an unneeded cost, right? Like, they need to focus on their sales of their business, their operation of the business. This is something they could get away with, right? Do some Googling and just do the best they can.
Because everything on Google's correct, right?
I was just gonna say, Google is so true. Everything you read on the internet is true.
And Facebook. Let's throw that in
and
there
Facebook,
too.
And Joey, I don't know, Kevin or Joey, either one of you, you know, when you guys talk to people, what do you see when it comes to, you know, if somebody has HR internally, typically what cost does that come at to them?
I mean, a lot of times when I've spoken to companies that have an HR person, I mean, they're paying upwards of almost $70,000 in salary. Yeah. And you look at that and you're like, wow, that's a huge overhead for a small business, but it's still needed. And us providing that unlimited HR now is fantastic, because it kind of helps them fulfill the need internally, but eliminate that cost at the same time.
Mm-hmm. It's funny. So I was just talking to one of our current clients the other day, and she said to me, you know, Ashley, I have to tell you, I'm not an HR professional. I don't know anything about HR. And I'm like, nor should you, right? You're, she's like, I'm good at answering the phones. and I'm like, no, but that's, you know, she's so scared, because she's like, I'm hiring these people. I'm bringing them on board. We're providing them with tools to work. And I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing. She's like, your HR service that you guys have offered us has come in so handy to just be that peace of mind for me. It's something that I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about whether it's something I read on Google or not. But she just doesn't worry. She doesn't worry about what do I not know? What should I know? And how am I going to, you know, hurt the business if I don't know everything that I need to know about HR, and who has time for that? You know?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And let's talk about credibility for a second, because you could get unlimited HR services or a local person that charges you hourly anywhere, right? So there are people that just claim they're experts or they're certified. Where do they really stand? So there's different ways to look at this. So you have a smaller company that can't afford or doesn't have that need for a $75,000 person just to focus on this. But even the bigger companies that do, HR is a moving, it is a live document and a half, right? Like it is always moving. So even having the best person, they need that resource to have a team that lives and breathes from different industries, different laws, different states. And so having that resource where it is a team of certified HR professionals that we have, there are some others out there that you just really have to question and double check their credibility. But, you know, speaking about ours specifically and our team here at my HR with Chris Cooley in charge, that is something I think we're all 100% confident we put the Journey name behind. I know Joey, you personally.
Absolutely.
15, 16 years with Chris there, and nothing but great things from his team.
He's always been that go-to, you know, anytime you hear HR, you know, it's, you think of that team immediately, which is fantastic. And for me, just having that experience, I mean, I know I've only been with the Journey family for 2 years, but having that experience with them over the last 15, 16 years, anytime HR comes up, it's a no-brainer for me. That's why I think for our customers as well, it's a no-brainer, because, you know, the problem with human resources it's really A to Z, right? There's this whole spectrum. And like you were saying earlier, Ashley, I mean, you know, a lot of people think HR, they think of the big issue, right? Oh, this big issue arises. But how about even the small things, making sure that somebody's onboarded properly, making sure that proper documentation is there when you bring somebody on board. And I think that's what's great about the HR now is that it really is an A to Z solution now.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And that's a great point, because so many of our clients, you know, they are doing the small things, right? But if you're not doing the small things correctly, they turn into the bigger issues later, you know, and it's trying to keep our clients in a position where they don't have to worry about that. You know, 5 years down the road, something happened. They didn't have proper documentation. Great. You know, now they're in an even worse position.
Well, nowadays, I mean, it's document, you know, to make sure that you're protecting your business. And whether a customer has one employee or if they have 100 employees, they still have the same HR responsibilities all alike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. And once you have that first employee, then you're opening up yourselves for liability, right?
Yep.
We all think everybody's great coming in the door, but you really never know. And whether you do mess up truly, or somebody comes at you with a frivolous lawsuit, the fines are normally averaging above $250,000, I believe is what I'm seeing.
Absolutely.
And those are things that, you know, could just kill businesses.
Right. And that's not even your legal fees. That's just the one side of it. You know, then you put your legal fees on top of that. I mean, pushing $500,000 for sure. And over what, you know, over something that maybe you could have had the resource to protect you, or at least know you have the tools there at your fingertips to protect you.
And that's what it is. It's preventative, right? It's something that's, it's an insurance, which is the devastation, what it could cause if you step wrong, is devastating.
And I tell people that all the time. I say, you know, you pay into car insurance for years, you may or may never use it, but the moment you need it, it's there. And having that extension of your business to provide those HR services for you when it's needed is just absolutely invaluable.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the things too that, you know, I think both of you probably have experienced this just like I have with Chris and his team, is that every time you talk to them, they're responsive.
Absolutely.
Which is I think before anything else, it's how responsive are they, right? Because you can have an HR issue. They don't wait. You know, you can't, as an owner of a company, you can't just say, hey, issue, let's pause for a second. You know, because I can't get a hold of anybody in HR. So we can't continue this. You know, you can't just do that. And having them be so responsive to you, so quick, but just the knowledge of information that they bring to our clients, I think is, you know, a service and a value that our clients would agree is incredible.
Well, and having dealt with, you know, with his team for all these years, I think it goes a long ways that he's very genuine as well, right? He really does want to help. Otherwise, you know, it's one of those things where when you have somebody that really has a vested interest in your business as well, it goes a long way.
Yep.
Absolutely. So Chris and HR now, our team there, Ashley, working with current clients on a regular basis, what type of questions are they throwing at them?
Everything and anything. They are calling, asking about hiring. They're calling and asking about firing. They've got an employee that has, you know, whatever situation that they think has been caused by the employer that had nothing to do with the employer. I mean, you name it, they're asking about it. It's.
And I think also one thing they're great at, there are times, obviously, you do need a local attorney for certain things. I think everybody wants to avoid that. And you never really want to step in those offices if you have to, then you have to. But the great thing about that is they know where the line is. They know where they could, you know, answer some questions, help prevent some things. But there is a certain line where they will refer, just like us, we will refer a local attorney that we trust. And having that ability to talk with our team. And just like we said before, even if there's listeners out there that are not using Journey Payroll, that is something where whatever you're using, whoever you're using, have that quick response, have that trust. And that is crucial. Now, if you are using our services, this is included for everybody. So,
I have to tell you guys. So I was talking to a client, probably three or so months ago. And they were in a position where they were kind of, you know, vetting some different payroll companies and just kind of what the different packages were. And she got our proposal and I'll never forget. She said, "Now, wait a second, HR is included in all of your packages?" And I said, "Yeah." And she was shocked. And I said, "Well, can I ask, you know, are there other services that you're vetting right now that are charging more for it?" And she said, "Yeah." She said, "I have a proposal from a payroll company, and we won't name names, but one of the big guys who said, or the proposal to her was $600 a month, you guys, for the same kind of service that we're giving her included in this package. $600. That's not even her payroll. That wasn't her payroll charges. That was just an HR package. And I had her reach out to, I did an introduction to our HR team to let her ask some specific questions that she had because she wanted to make sure, you know, our service would give her, our service would give them the exact same thing that they were getting proposed to by this other company. And it lined up, everything lined up perfectly. And she was like, I'm actually quite disappointed that the bigger company is charging this much for an HR service. And I thought,
how many employees did they have?
10 employees.
Hey, that's a lot.
Yeah. That's what I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah. I just couldn't believe it. And I thought, man, it's such a great thing that we have been able to partner up with and find to offer to our clients. But
yeah, you know, and I think traditionally going back to 10 employees, I mean, I think employee counts with 30, 50 more, they know they need this. Even if they have somebody in house, they say, this is a great resource. You know, 1 to 30 range, somewhere around there. It is hit and miss. If people have experienced a bad situation, they know they need it. If they haven't, they've been still kind of skating by. It's an easy thing to push off. And let's talk about that for a second, because it's something that this is an example of what we've done in the last year. And really, hopefully, just other business owners, whether they're looking at us for this service, but also we're just trying to get the word out to try to get other companies to do as much as they can, whether they're our industry, please do match us, because it's better for all businesses if they have the services. So if there's other payroll companies listening to us, if there's other industries, it's just something to think about when you're giving back. At the end of the day, everybody wins. And so everybody knows what we have here is our heart here is we start and end everything with heart. And so let's talk about why we give this for free, right? This is something that was an add-on service, just like every other payroll company in the industry, right? Local, national, adding on an HR service is always an upgrade. So I don't know if we could, you guys want to chime in of how we went through this, but starting in COVID, you know, we had this offering. COVID happened. It's happened for, you know, at first it was 2 weeks, right? And then it was 3 weeks, and it was 4 weeks. And the questions came at us because the questions were all over the map, whether it's PPP driven, that was on our payroll side, but then all the laws changed, right? All these,
we got hit everywhere.
Work from home, all the work from home.
My family member has COVID. I can't work. Oh, how do
you can you mandate vaccines now? What does that look like? I mean, there's so many questions about just even that small specific thing, you know?
So what we did and is something all of our owners got together, as you guys know. And for the first 90 days, we let it, we opened it up for free. We said, this is a need. This isn't about making money. We had competitors in our world going out there and trying to upgrade. And we didn't believe that's who we are. We said, we just need to open up the gates. It was our hard costs. We said, that's fine. We turned everybody onto it. We let our clients know for the first 90 days of this, call them, use them. And I mean, our calls were 30 times normal, 40 times normal. And so that was great. It was a great feeling. I think we all felt good, right? I mean,
absolutely.
I saw it as an investment in our customers, right? Because I mean, obviously we've invested in, you know, opening up our own service bureau, and we're business owners as well. I mean, so we deal with the same HR things that our customers are dealing with. And so being able to give them to them is fantastic, because I think what I've seen lately in the street, I've seen a lot of opportunity, right? With COVID, there was opportunity for people to go off and do their own new businesses. Well, if they were an employee in the past, they saw HR from one perspective. And now that they're business owners, they're starting to stay human resources from another perspective. And so having these new businesses and being able to say, hey, look, we have this free offering for you, they may not have employees yet, but they want to learn and understand the process by which they need to take when they start to hire those employees. So just being able to give it to a small company, even for free. I mean, Kevin, you said that, you know, obviously companies that are larger know they have to have it, but a lot of these small businesses don't know what they don't know sometimes. And it's for us, it's heartwarming to be able to say, hey, we have this for you. You're starting off here. Your goals and your aspirations are to get here. And if you are looking at hiring 10 employees over the next year, here's that path we're going to help take you along.
Yep. Absolutely. And then after that 90 days, I know that timer went up and we said, let's make this forever. You know, let's do this. And so all of our owners made that agreement. And we just said, let's do this. So it's unlimited every location, and it's partly the right thing to do. I think it's also partly, I think we've all seen in the world the last year or two, a lot of division, some, you know, pushback on a lot of different things that we're seeing on social media and life, and some not so much proactively helping out one another. And then you're also seeing the flip side, some people really helping out others. And we wanted to be on that.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah. And as something like this shouldn't make or break your decision, you know, because, oh gosh, if I add HR, you know, I don't think we can afford that. And it shouldn't be that, oh man, I don't know if we could do that because I don't know that we can afford it. I don't think that's the right thing to do. And I think we all agreed that wasn't the right thing to do, is not give our clients a service that they could use and feel comfortable with without also thinking, you know, gosh, I don't know if I can afford that.
And with a lot of our competitors, it's super expensive too. I feel like they upgrade, you know, their customers into these large packages that sometimes are almost overkill and unnecessary. And being able to say, hey, it's free. I mean, I got a commitment for a company that wants to come on board. They have 170 employees and they loved the fact that we offered this. And that was one of their main deciding factors to work with Journey, because they saw we had their best interests at heart.
Yep. So true.
Absolutely. So at the end of the day, we hope every business owner that's listening, every business leader that's
listening,
has that trusted HR service resource that they could get quick answers, correct answers. On top of it with us, you always could always, if you're questioning something or want a second opinion, you can always call a Journey owner like Ashley, Joey, or myself. And so again, at the end of the day, all of our clients are receiving free HR now, which is chat, email, or phone support for your question and answers of HR. Now let's flip over to HR 360.
So yes, my favorite.
Well, we'll let you kick this off then. You're so excited.
So excited. This is where the, you know, nerd inside of me that loves HR. So remember in the beginning when we talked about certain people love this and certain people don't. I love HR 360 too. I think it just gives, it's a platform and a resource center. You know, I always tell our clients, hey, it's included in your portal. All of our clients get the portal. They get to log in. They have all these really neat features that they can access. But the coolest one is HR 360.
Yes.
And having the ability to go in and be able to grab, you know, hey, I need a policy for this. You know, we want to start a policy, or I need to write somebody up. I don't even know what to say, you know, and having the ability to go in and grab several different templates of a write-up so that somebody it's a, you know, it's what you should say. And it's not just you typing something up saying, this is your formal write-up. So it's just been really helpful. And I mean, there's still things in there when I go around, you know, HR 360 and I'm showing our clients what a great feature it is. There's still things that I'm learning. There's still things that I'm catching or seeing that I'm like, oh my gosh, that how cool is that? And the best part is it's state specific. Mm-hmm. We've got so many clients in so many different states or employees in different states. And that's the hardest part that they find sometimes is that, hey, I may know a lot about my state, but I don't know what to do if I go into, you know, a neighboring state. I don't know what the laws are. I don't know what the regulations are. So I just have found it to be, I mean, no joke, like nerding out Central because it's so cool.
I think I've read the sample handbook in there, I think a dozen times, just because I like going through and familiar, you know what I mean? It's 36 pages, but I still love to read it. Right.
Right.
No, totally. I mean, Ashley, you're correct. I mean, when you look at the HR 360 site, you know, a lot of companies don't utilize it because I think they're still scared to click on that HR piece on the dashboard and payroll. But once they're in there, I think they realize, wow, this is valuable. I mean, I had a customer the other day, really good friend of mine. She text messaged me and she says, hey, she goes, I'm hiring for the first time in 12 years. What questions can I or can I not ask? And I said, did you ask him to click on the HR 360 link in payroll? And she goes, oh, I forgot that was there. You know, and I directed her and we, you know, we talked through it. And sure enough, just like you said, she took the templates and she made them her own. And, you know, now I think she's feeling confident about hiring after 12 years because she not only has the resource, but she actually knows what questions she can and cannot ask.
Yeah. You know? And did she also get super excited and kind of feel like this was, she hit the jackpot with this?
Absolutely. I think she was super embarrassed at first because she was like, oh, I forgot it was there.
Yeah.
And then she was like, oh my gosh, I just, yeah, you're right. I mean, she heard the reels going and the things go off. So
it's my favorite. Every time I tell clients about it and they, or they call and they give us feedback on that, I just get so excited because I'm like, see, I told you.
Well, you know what I've done is when I meet with small businesses who are looking at us, I actually have printed up the 36 page handbook. And I showed it as an example of, you know, here's the value to this. Here's what we have to offer. And I mean, it's so funny when you see a new business owner salivate and just like, oh, I want that handbook, you know? Yep. And then when they find out that it's included, it's like, oh my gosh, we just hit the jackpot.
Yep.
Well, this was awesome, guys. I really appreciate it. As always, be my sidekicks every day in our journey.
In our journey. I love it.
But also on these podcasts. Anything else we could leave our listeners with?
No, I mean, I think just, you know, if you're not getting the kind of service that you feel like you should be getting, or you have any questions, reach out. We talk to people. We don't charge for consultations and, you know, Can you talk to me about this? Can you give me more information or do I need to pay you for your time for that? So just call. I mean, I think the biggest thing is, you know, call your payroll specialist if you're a client. If you're not, you know, reach out to us. We'd love to be able to kind of go over what services we offer.
Yeah, I would say, you know, at the end of the day, there's no dumb questions, right? And
only the one not asked. That's what I always say.
Don't be embarrassed to ask. You know, don't guess at it because it could eventually, you know, cost you in the end if you seek the wrong answer, you don't have the right answer. So I say ask away because we're definitely here to help.
Absolutely. Though I'm pretty sure Ashley has told me before I have dumb questions. But other than that, I think it's good for others.
And you know what? If I don't have the answer, I'll just give them Ashley's cell phone number.
Perfect. Cell phone. Yeah. Text messages on Saturday. Yeah.
970. Just
as you both said it best, we're here to help. Our number one goal is to humanize the workplace here at Journey. We simply want people and businesses to be happy and have the resources they need. If you are listening and you are a Journey payroll and HR client, please remember that you have a free unlimited HR services with our HR Now offering. Joey and Ashley, thank you for joining me. And everyone listening, We appreciate you very much and look forward to providing you more future podcasts to help you and your business.